How do I speak my word? This is Instant Illumination. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. How do I speak my word? Well, we're going to talk about me. How do I speak my word? We're not going to talk about you. We're not going to talk about anybody else. We're not going to talk about how the world got into whatever shape it's in, or not. We're going to talk, how do I speak my word? Well, I speak my word by first having my thought. I have my thought because I am introspectively at one, or as one, as my divine inner self. You see, God is in us, as us, through us. And so, how do I speak my word? I speak my word based upon one premise before I ever open my mouth. I say, I am God. I say, what would be the best way to express this idea? What is the best way to express this thought? What is the best way to bring about this experience? I give seminars here and there and everywhere, and as I go around the world giving seminars, I have to stop and think before I speak to each group, and I say, this is the best seminar I've ever given. This is the most exciting seminar that I've ever given. It's the most fulfilling seminar that I've ever given. I have all sorts of titles and topics that I'm going to be covering, but I throw them all out the window if I listen to the hearts of people and they're different than my topic. And then I go right for the jugular vein. I go right for whatever is in their heart, whatever topic is uppermost in their mind. And sometimes I surprise myself with the topic that I end up with because I had not intended to do that. And this is the fun of it. This is the fun. How do I speak my word? First, I have dialogue with the divine within. I say, okay, God, now, today we're going to be talking to a bunch of school teachers. Now, let's use language and concepts that the school teachers will appreciate. And tomorrow, we're going to be talking to a bunch of businessmen. And what sort of attitude will these businessmen want? And then the next day, I'm going to be in a hospital talking to a bunch of clergymen about what I teach. Now, what am I going to say to them? Can I prepare anything to say to them? Can I prepare thoughts? And what do I teach? Well, what do I teach? But you see, that's not the question. That's not the question. That may be their question, but that's not the answer they want. They want to know how they can apply the principle of the law of cause and effect, and how they can share with the people that they work with in the hospital healing techniques that are going to bring about wholeness for the people who are in the hospital, their parishioners who are in the hospital, or at least their parishioners from the Hebrews, from the Protestants, from the Hindus. They're all there. They're all there. And so, what do they want to hear? You know? So I have to listen very closely to the divine within me, because I don't give previous thought to it, because I don't know, I do know, but I mean, I do not burden myself knowing what I'm going to do before I do it, because each time I do it, I want it to be fresh, alive, and fantastic. And sometimes I have illustrations that fit on many different places, and I use them. Same illustration, because it works so well. But I have to remember, once I've given it to a group, that I don't give it to them for another 5 years. So, but nonetheless, it is good. So, how do I speak to my word? I speak my word by listening within. I speak my word by not working at it. I just let it go. Ellen, you have been a mathematician now for 30,000 years. I would like you to tell us a little bit about mathematician. I haven't prepared myself. I haven't written down any notes. I haven't. Alan, you've been a mathematician for 30,000 years. You know it all. You know it all. Just, Alan, do I want you to tell me what you know, or do I want you to tell me what I think I want you to tell me? So you have to listen to your audience always, you know? And then your audience gives you your outline. Your audience gives you your cue. You're a master in your field, you know. Sylvia, you know, you're a graphic artist, you know. And so you're asked to speak before a convention of graphic artists who are geniuses. And you go there and say, my goodness sakes, I'm okay, but I'm not like a lot of these guys are top echelon people. But they wanted you for some reason. So you go there and they say, now, they don't want me to tell them their craft. They want me to tell them how a genius lets the divine within sparkle through them and create something very marvelous and very beautiful. So, very gently and quietly, you say to this large group of 3,000 people, hello, my friends. I'm so happy you invited me to come and speak to you today. Now, graphic artists are a very unique set of people. They are people who are unlimited because they have all sorts of programs to work with, like Adobe and blah, 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 name a few, you know, the sound tells you. And, but that's unimportant. That's unimportant. Have you ever looked for a piece of art that would express exactly what was in your heart? And you couldn't find it? You went through this format, that format, you went through this dictionary, you went through this list of flip art and stuff like that, looking for the items that you wanted. And they just eluded you. And then you stopped. And you said, in me is the knowledge to do this. In me, I know right where that art is that I want. I know right where it is. Because I've been doing this for a long time. I'm in the business. You don't even have to say about God or the divine, and you just say, I know. And so then you say, the other day I was looking for a piece of clip art of some little children to represent oneness and to represent wholeness and to represent genius and all other good things like that. But the child had to be innocent and it had to be expressive. It had to be revealing a great majesty within it, a magic within it, you know. Now, where am I going to find such a child? Well, you don't know. You can go through all of your clip art, all of the books that you have and all the possibilities you have, and you will never find it. But then you stop and you say, okay, I know where it is. I know right where it is. And it will be revealed to me. You know? And then you go about your work, not worrying about it, not caring about it, not being intent about it, or not making yourself feel uncomfortable about it. And then, lo and behold, you're in the middle of something else. Oh, yeah, that's what I want. And that's where it is. And, you know, why did you open to it? Why did you know it? Why did you find it finally? Because you let go and let your inner self reveal it to you. And as you let your inner self reveal it to you, there it was. It was there all the time. But you see, you didn't even have to select between the perfect one that was exactly suited for your desire, for what you had in your mind of what you wanted to do, came. Now, as graphic artists, we want to train ourselves to do this rapidly. We want to train ourselves to always harmonize with what our inner self knows, because our inner self does know it. And of course, you could go on into great detail about the inner self and how it has the capacity to know these things because it is in the universal mind and all that sort of good stuff. But the point is, you want to sparkle with that little bit of magic, you know, that you know. And then how do you speak your word? You say, I know that I know that I know. I know where the clip art is that I want. I know that I know that I know. I know where the topic is that I want. I know where the picture is that I want, where the front of the book. I know. And then when you say that, without pressure on yourself, without tension. Oh my goodness, I gotta find it. You know, forget it. You put the cause in motion. Oh, is that how that works? You put the cause in motion and the effect is revealed to you. And you know exactly what to do, where to do it. In fact, it might not be in your hand. And you might be on the telephone and you're talking to your printer or something. And then you say to them, oh, they say, how are you doing, Sylvia? How's everything going? Well, right now I'm thinking about a piece of artwork that I just haven't run across. It has to be a little child doing this and that and the other thing. And they say, you know, I saw something just like you were talking about. Just yesterday. Just hold it a minute. And flip, 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 flip. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Do you have the clip art book for Adobe? Yep. Do you have the new one? Yep. It's on page 78. And you flip open 78. Wow! That's exactly what I wanted. And they say, no problem. But you see, many times you open the door even by not knowing you're opening the door. And you don't panic for it. Because if you panic for it, then you put yourself out of business. But when you just gently let the divine in you reveal it to you, it's done. So you're speaking to these graphic artists, and you can't say, God in me, and that sort of stuff. You have to just gently let it happen and let it be revealed and then flow with it. That's all that matters. And when you do that, then it comes to you in perfect divine order. So this is what we are really most interested in doing, is living our life in the most perfect, fantastic way so that we can always say it to ourselves, how do I speak my word? And we know that we speak our word through the use of our imagination, through the use of our inner awareness, through the use of being who we are and not worrying about it. Just letting go and letting the divine in us reveal it. It's wonderful, isn't it? But you see, that's just one area. That's just one area. But when you are ready to let go and let these things manifest themselves for you, then you're in business. You're in business. So, my friends, that's part of how I speak my word. I could go on and give you 2 days of lectures on this if you like, but at the moment, we'll say, how do I speak my word? I listen to that infinite wisdom within me. And then after I listen, then I let the infinite wisdom reveal through me what it is that I speak my word for. And it is always wonderful and good and loving, rewarding and happy. I don't need anybody else on the outside. I don't need to have a guru. I don't need to have Jesus Christ do this. I don't need anything else. Because as the master teacher said, it's done unto you according to your belief. So let's just go. Let's just go and know that we are the source of all knowledge, all wisdom, and we speak our word by listening first to that source within us. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you very much, and I see you all doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things. I love you, I love you, I love you.